Hey, yo, what up, y'all? I am excited to share this with you. I could sing a song right now. Like, I could do backflips right now. I can do all of that. The Straight Up Podcast is now a part of the Growth Day Podcast Network. You heard it right. I told you, this year, I am not playing. A bunch of us are coming together to bring more growth to the world, impact to the world, purpose to the world, and to support shows and brands that we believe in. That's why I'm a part of Growth Day. It's all about impact. And guess what? One of my friends is a part of this network, and I need you to go subscribe to his show. His name is Brendan Bruchard. I know y'all know Brendan. If you don't know Brendan, you're about to know Brendan. Go subscribe to Motivation with Brendan. Brendan is a thought leader changer. He is an OG in this space. He's helped my life so much. I could talk about Brendan for 3 hours. Just go listen, and I promise you, your life will never be the same. Again, it's called Motivation with Brendan. Go subscribe today and watch how your life is impacted. Hey, superstar. Thanks for pressing play. Thanks for rocking with me today. We're going to have a good conversation. I'm tired. I'm going to be real with you. It literally is Sunday night. I'm going off probably 4 hours of sleep. I'm not bragging about that because I believe rest is the greatest recipe to success. I just had a busy weekend, and I'm going to talk about something I feel like will change your life when it comes to mistakes. I'm going to share a vulnerable moment. But before I get into that, I just want to start talking a little bit about just kind of my day-to-day and a little bit about my life, give y'all some more insight. So I'm at my house right now. Literally less than 24 hours ago, I was in St. Louis at an incredible event by my friend Ben Newman, who will be on the podcast very soon. He invited me out there to speak, y'all, and it was just a real moment. Like some of you saw on my Instagram, like, man, I'm still getting like chills. I'm speaking with the best in the world, not best speakers necessarily, even though there were great speakers and a few of those were considered some of the best in the world, but like the GOATs, Jackie Joyner Kersee. Like, if y'all don't know who that is, just do a Google search. One of the most decorated Olympians ever. I'm there with Jerry Rice, and that's like my moment. Jerry Rice is my GOAT. Since I was a little kid, I always loved Jerry. I want to be like Jerry. You know, I didn't want to be like Michael Jordan. I was a receiver. I wanted to be like Jerry Rice. And the coolest moment was when I met him. I got to show him a picture when I met him when I was about 12 years old because my uncle actually coached him in San Francisco. And he looked at the picture. Of course, he didn't remember it. And by the way, Jerry is one of the most kindest individuals you will ever meet. And I always remember that even at 13, I said, man, I want to be like this guy because this guy is the greatest receiver ever. But he gives you his time. He doesn't rush you. He asks you questions. It's like amazing. He was like that yesterday. And I showed him the picture. And then we got to share the same stage. And I got to have a conversation with him. And he signed a football for Tristan, which is like Tristan was like freaking out. Because that's the goal. He's the greatest receiver ever played a game. And so I had to pinch myself a bit because it's like, man, I'm in this room with greatness. And my friend Ben, he showed me a magazine by Business Insider. He said, hey, you know, you like, they put you as one of the top 50 speakers in the world, right? And I was like, yeah, I heard that, but I didn't see it. So I got to see the magazine. And so it's just one of those moments, man. It's like surreal because I know where I started. And I don't say that to like impress you, but I say that to inspire you. You know, we were at the First Form headquarters with Andy and Sal Frisella. I don't know if you know them, but you should know them. But First Form, it's amazing. Like it was incredible. And I want to share this before I get into what I'm going to talk about, because I think it's important. So I was listening to Sal, and I mean, he's very successful. First Form is very, very successful. And when you walk in there, it's like a locker room culture. Like, you can go Google it if you want to, but it's like a locker room culture. So it touched my heart because that's where I came up in, you know, football and sports, that locker room culture. And he said something I want to share with you. He said, if you see piss on the seats, everybody in this building knows to wipe it up. He said, we don't have a cleaning service. We police our own building. When I tell you this building is spick and span, Mr. Clean would be impressed. Like my mother, and she was never impressed with cleaning. Like I could go scrub the baseboards and she would be like, oh, there's a spot right there. My mother would be like, wow. And they don't hire anybody. They police their own building. They're all, as we would say in sports, police your locker room. And I already have that instilled in me. Like when it comes, I was just outside at this event, I'm picking up trash because in sports, if you leave the locker room dirty, whew, you're going to pay for it. I'm talking about bear crawls. I'm talking about running till you throw up. And it hit me. He said something I want to tell you. Sal said this. He said, if we ever find somebody who walks past something they can make better, we let them go because they don't fit this culture. They're not a leader. And he said, leaders don't pass up the opportunity to make something better. And it reminds me of what my grandmother said. My grandmother said, Trent, whatever you get around, make it better. If it's a podcast you're doing, make people's lives better. If you're speaking at an audience, make people, anything that you do, make it better than how you found it. And so I resonated with that. And that's something I just want to give to you. Like, because he said this too. He said, my daughter's going to sit on that seat one day. And he said, I don't want my daughter to be sitting in P. And he said, your daughter, he was talking to, you know, his employees. He was saying, your daughter might sit on the seat. And how would you feel? He said, if you walk past a dirty toilet seat and you don't do anything about it, if you walk past an empty toilet paper roll, and he's putting this down to the basics. Like, of course, this is a huge symbolism of everything. If you walk past it and don't do nothing, you're not a leader. Because leaders don't wait for the next person. Leaders become the person. I'm going to say that again. He didn't say that part. But that's what I took from it. It's paraphrasing it. Leaders don't wait for the next person. Leaders know they are the person. They don't wait. They don't wait for somebody else to do it when they know they're capable of doing it. So I wanted to share that with you, like, as a leader, because that even checked me a bit. It really made me dial in my leadership a bit because there's some things I can tidy up. And so that inspired me. So I wanted to share that with you. And just that event was legendary. That moment was great. So I left that event in St. Louis at 3 a.m. I had to go to the airport. My plane left at 5 because I'm coaching my 7-on-7 football team. We played today. So I wanted to make sure I got back in time. So I'm going off of no sleep. And the message that I want to share is something I learned today out there in the football field. Usually, I'm a very good coach. Today, I felt like I wasn't on top of my game. I'm going to blame it on the sleep. But as a leader, I'm going to take responsibility. I will never tell anybody else that. But I was just out of there. I was tired. I'm running on fumes. I mean, Saturday was a whole day. We got up at 5:30 a.m. to work out. I didn't get back to the hotel till 12 a.m. Had to catch a flight at 3. And this is, I tell you this too, because this is part of life of purpose, y'all. Some of us say we want this life of purpose, but then we will tap out if you heard that schedule. That's, I'm tired, but I'm still going. I'm committed right now to recording this podcast because I told y'all I'm going to stick to it. Yes, I'm tired, but I'm so committed to recording this podcast for you. So I'm here showing up. And some of us, again, when the mood changes, our commitment leaves. When inconvenience shows up, our commitment leaves. Oh, I'm tired. I can do it tomorrow. Leaders don't say tomorrow. They say today. Leaders don't say tomorrow because they don't know what tomorrow will bring. There's plenty of people who take their talents, their dreams, everything to the grave that say it tomorrow, and that's facts. And I'm not trying to put fear in your heart, but I'm trying to put reality on your mind right now. So today, I wasn't on my coaching game, and I felt as if, because I'm going to take this leadership and ownership, I felt as if I costed our boys the game a little bit. I made a coaching decision. And I'm going to be real with you. I probably would make the same decision because I wanted to put the responsibility in my players' hands. You know, if you were a football geek and guru, we were playing man-to-man. So I'm going to give you the breakdown. Y'all might not care about this unless you love sports. So we're in the semifinal round. My team is very good. They're usually like top 10 in the country. Or they are top 10 in the country, not usually. Top 5, actually, in the country with 7-on-7 football. 7-on-7 football, if you don't know about it, it's like a phenomenon right now across the United States. It kind of gets you prepared for, you know, regular tackle football. So we're down. We're losing. And we score a touchdown to go up, I think, 3 or 4 points. Actually, no, my bad. We score a touchdown. We're down 1 point. And we make a decision to go for two. I asked the guys. My other coach asked the guys. And he said, you want to go for 1 or 2? I said, no, guys, what y'all want to do? Players. And they said, let's go for 2. Let's win the game. So we go for 2 points. We execute the conversion. That puts us up by 1 point, right? And so we're on defense, and I do call the defense. And in this situation, it's like 28 seconds left. Most times you would play what they call a prevent. You would back up a little bit. But I was afraid to back up because every time we back up, my team gets a little bit lazy. That's the best way I can say it. They get a little bit relaxed. And the other team usually makes a play, a big play. And so I didn't want to give up a few big plays and have them have a chance to, you know, get to the end zone and have a last play, a last shot at winning the game. So I said, let's play man-to-man press. I said, I believe in y'all. Make a long story short, we play man-to-man press, and we get burnt. You know, and they make a good play, a perfect throw. They catch the ball on the 2-yard line. They call a timeout, even though they didn't have any more timeouts. That's a different story. But I'm not going to blame the refs. They call a timeout, and they end up scoring. We end up losing this national tournament, a very big tournament. And I felt bad because I felt like I put the boys in a bad position, even though I put them in that position because I wanted them to have the responsibility of winning the game. I didn't want to play it safe because I believed in my boys. It was my belief in them that made me put them in that position. And sometimes, you know, even when you believe in something, it doesn't go the way you want it to go. But I would never take that back because I believed in my boys. And I'm going to ride with my boys. You know what I mean? Ride or die. So we died, basically. But it's all good because I don't regret the decision. But it was still a mistake, right? It was still a coaching mistake. And this is what I want to talk to you about today, because I was thinking about this on my couch tonight. And I said, man, let me go in here and press play because I think this is very relatable to life. Because I'm a guy that can sit with things for a while. I'm a guy that can analyze stuff because I'm always in my head, right? My thoughts will haunt me sometimes, you know what I mean? I got a question last night at dinner after the event. They asked me, they're like, it just seems like you're always in thought. And I said, I am. I am always in thought. It's like, how do you turn it off? I was like, I'm trying to figure that out. You know, I use meditation. I use frequency sounds. I try to get in a cold tub and just relax myself. But sometimes I just can't turn off these creative thoughts. I'll wake up in the middle of the night and be like, okay, let's record a podcast. And I got to get these thoughts out. And I think that's a part of tonight. Like, I didn't want to go to sleep. I knew I couldn't go to sleep unless I recorded this podcast and gave me a release of my thoughts, right? It's just how I'm wired and how I worked and how I work. So I'm laying on the couch and it's bugging me. I'm like, man, what if, and I look at the schedule, right? It shows all the scores and the team that won the championship is a team we already beat. So I'm like, gosh, man, like we probably, and I'm getting in my head if I would have did this, and it's the past. I can't control it. I'm literally having on my past lenses. I'm living in the past. Somebody I can't do nothing about that. A lot of us do, right? I'm in a past that I cannot change, and now I'm starting to literally go down this rabbit hole, and I caught myself. And I asked myself this question I'm about to ask you right now, and I'm fired up. I'm woke up now. I'm fired up right now because I know this is going to shift somebody's life. I know if you take this and understand this, it can be a life-changing thing with you, because the truth is you're going to make a mistake. It's going to happen, just like me. The truth is if you're going full out and you really are betting on yourself, sometimes you're going to lose. It's a part of life. You win some, you lose some, but you live to fight another day. That's what Pop said on Friday, right? You win some, you lose some, but you live. You live to fight another day. Put that gun down, Craig. But it's true. And I know that being an athlete, even being around this weekend, all these GOATs, they all had a common story. And the common story was never give up. You're going to go through your hard times. You're going to go through your obstacles. You're going to go through your doubters, your challenges. You're going to go through your even self-imposed limits, but you got to keep going. They asked Jerry Rice something, and I'm going to get back to what I'm about to tell you, but they asked him something that I really thought was cool and it makes sense. They said, man, how does it feel to be the GOAT? And he said, I don't feel like I'm there yet. And everybody got quiet. He's like, because Jerry Rice, go look up his stats. He's number one. Nobody's catching Jerry. He's played 20 years in the league, has all the receiver stats, touchdown stats, et cetera, has the Super Bowls. I mean, everything, the most decorated receiver to ever play the game. And he said, I don't think I'm the GOAT. And he paused. He said, you know what? That's what made me successful. That's what made me be the GOAT that you are calling me. Even though I feel like I'm not there, it made me always work harder because I told myself that I haven't arrived yet. He said, even to this day right now, and he's been removed from the game for years. He's like, man, in life, that's what keeps me going. I tell myself that I haven't arrived yet. You're like, that dude's still in great shape, man, it's crazy. And that hit me in my soul because he was just telling himself like he never wants to get comfortable. And he shared how he went through a lot of ups and downs and struggles here and there. But he kept the main goal, the main goal. And so as I was sitting on the couch tonight, this came to me, and I want to share it with you. I asked myself this question because I said, Trent, this is a moment where that can make or break you. That can make or break your week especially because I know me. Sometimes I carry yesterday's struggles into my tomorrow, which becomes today's troubles. Have you done that before where you're still worrying about last week, about yesterday, and it's controlling your today's? Not a way to live life, right? And so I asked myself this question, or I made this statement. I said, hey, Trent, talking to myself, this mistake that you made can either be a moment. Whew. I hope you're ready for this. Like, are you dialed in with me, my friend? Like, because I'm going to slow down with this because I don't know if you feel as much power and energy that I feel right now with this statement. But I told myself, I need you to lean in. Okay, I told myself, you can allow this moment, or you can allow this mistake to either be a moment, or you can allow this mistake to create a movement. Whew. I told myself, you can allow this mistake, quote unquote, to be a moment, because that's what it is, just a moment. One play doesn't define you. Or you can allow this mistake to create a movement. And let me break this down. What a lot of us do, and I've been guilty of this, we allow a mistake to create a movement in our life. And what I mean by that is that that mistake starts to eat at our confidence. That mistake, we start to sit with it. That mistake lingers. That mistake, we carry on. And over time, we identify ourselves by that mistake. We live in that mistake. We become that mistake. That mistake now becomes our DNA. And it was just a mistake. It was something that happened. It was just a little bit of failure. It's just a moment. And we're all going to have our moments in this life. We're human beings. And I'm not saying go out and purposely make mistakes, but especially when you tried to do something that you felt was right at the moment, it's okay. Sometimes it's going to go wrong, even if you feel like it's right, because if we make that play, guess what? I'm a hero as a coach. Great call, coach. But it didn't go my way. So I said, Trent, and I start thinking about my life because it's happened before in my life where I allowed a mistake, big or small, that's just in a moment, I allowed that mistake to create a movement in my life, a movement of stress, a movement of self-pity, a movement of living in my power lenses that I talk about in the book with the prescription lenses that we wear, either our power, our the pleasing lenses, or our past lenses. And for me, in this moment, I was starting to put on these past lenses. I was going to allow what happened a few hours ago to mess up my tomorrow, not to record the podcast, to feel a little down, feel like I let the team down. Or I can say, listen, man, you bet on your players. It didn't work out. Learn from it, grow from it. Let's move on. And I share that with you because I want you to think about your life right now. I want you to think about the mistakes that you're still holding on to, the things that you can no longer change or control that's identifying your soul and identifying your spirit and identifying your energy, right? It's persuading how you live your life right now. As I would tell you, you have those past lenses on. You allow that mistake to create a movement in your life, and it's moving you toward the wrong direction. It's moving you towards the wrong energy. It's having you adopt things that aren't you. You know, I say this a lot. Some of us, we're living a life that's not ours to live. We're living a life that somebody else or something else forced us to live. And sometimes it's a mistake. And you go your whole entire life thinking you are a mistake because you made some. You're not a mistake just because you made mistakes. Just because you made mistakes doesn't mean your future can't be great. I want you to quote that. I want you to send that to me. I want you to post that on social media for everybody, because somebody in your audience, somebody in your circle, your friends, your family, your nephew, your nieces, somebody needs to hear that. Just because you made some past mistakes doesn't mean your future can't be great. Just because you made some mistakes doesn't mean your future can't be great. But you will never realize that if you allow the mistake to create a movement in your life. And when we hold on to mistakes, the movement usually looks like depression. We start to feel depressed. We start to blame ourselves. And the first thing that I did to that kid that gave up that play, listen, I told my bro,
It happens to the best people in the world. Watch any athlete. If you're in this game, guess what? You're going to win some, you're going to lose some. You're going to take some, you're going to give some. You're going to hit, you're going to get hit. It's a part of the game. It's a part of the game. And that's the beauty. That's the beautiful thing about it. It has its ups and downs. It's going to have it. But never let a low get you too low. Never let a high get you too high. Stay neutral in this process. And it's hard to stay neutral when it's the end of the game and your guy made the play. But I came to that kid and I said, you good, man. Don't let that play define you. I knew he gave his all. I knew he was trying his best. They ran a good They ran a good route. I tried to cuss on this podcast. They ran a good route. They had a great play for the defense that we were in. They made a great play. And I told him, hey, man, great ball, great catch. You were there. They made a great play. It happens. But don't get down on yourself. I know you're a little bit disappointed because you feel like you let everybody down. You want to make the play, but don't get down on yourself. You didn't let anybody down. You showed up and gave effort. You put yourself in position to win. You just didn't win. It happens like that. And I encouraged him because I didn't want him to allow this mistake to become bigger than the moment. I didn't want him to allow this mistake to create a movement that doesn't serve his future, that doesn't serve his life. And so I want you to think right now in your life, and I want you to ask yourself, what mistakes in your life have created a movement in your life? If you feel like you're not enough, you probably are holding on to a mistake that you made. If you feel depressed, you're probably holding on to a mistake that you made. If you feel stressed out, you're probably holding on to some mistake that you made. And it doesn't have to be some huge mistake. It could be something small. You might feel you made the mistake of allowing somebody to come back in your life. You might feel you made the mistake of working at that job. And instead of allowing the mistake to be the moment, that's it. It's a moment. You know the beautiful thing about life? We get some more moments. That's the beautiful thing about life. Life, we get tomorrow. We get more moments than the moment. The beautiful thing about life is you got a chance for redemption. And I tell myself and I tell my kids and I tell people that I coach, nobody remembers what you did wrong when you step up and you do right. Now, I know there's exceptions to that rule. But I told that athlete, listen, next time we on the field, you make a play, ain't nobody going to be worried about this. In 24, 48 hours, we're going to be moving on with our life. So don't you stay stuck in this moment. Learn from the moment. What can the moment teach you? How can the moment make you better? How can you turn this prison perspective situation into your power? How can you use it to build you as an athlete? And I'm talking to you too. How can you use that moment to build you? But don't stay stuck in the moment. We want to live in the moment for sure, but don't stay stuck in the moment. There's a difference. I want you to live in the moment. I want you to be present in the moment, but don't stay stuck. Because the moments will end. Moments die. Nothing lasts forever. We got to move forward with life. You got to keep moving forward. Let nothing hold you back. You hear me? You got to keep moving forward and let nothing hold you back. You got to keep moving forward and let nothing hold you back. And this is something I was telling myself tonight. Trent, move forward. Because I'm feeling bad because I feel like I put the kid in a bad position. I'm like, listen, bro, it ain't that serious. And I think I'm just delirious because I'm so tired. But I'm like, it's not that serious, bro. And I said, don't you dare allow this moment to become bigger than what it is. Don't allow this moment to turn into a movement. And I think that's a powerful, as I would call, mental cue for your life and a question you should ask yourself when you have a mistake, when you go through things, when you do things. Just simply ask yourself that. Or tell yourself. You ain't got to ask yourself, hey, don't let this mistake turn into a movement. The mistake was in the moment, but let's not carry this with us. And the crazy thing about it, some of us, and you might feel like this yourself, you're carrying so many mistakes that you're meant to learn from and let go of. And when we carry all these mistakes in our life, and as we try to move forward, guess what happens? Our confidence is shot. Our self-worth is depleted. And there's no way we can live a legendary life and be the greatest version of ourselves. The greatest version of you isn't perfect, my friend. It isn't flawless, but it's immaculate. It's incredible. Because you don't allow those things to define you. You just move through it. You learn from it. You grow from it. But you move through it. And that's what I told myself tonight. So me recording this episode right now is a part of me moving through it. It's a part of me not allowing that mistake to turn into a movement. And me allowing that mistake to be what it is and define what it truly is. It's a moment. And I believe if you start telling yourself this, it can change your life. It also will give you more confidence to go for more things. Some of us don't go for nothing because we're so afraid to make a mistake, as if that's the end all be all. We're so afraid to take a calculated risk, not an ignorant risk, but a calculated risk, a risk that we know we should take because we're so afraid to make a mistake. We're so afraid to mess up because we think that's it. It's just the moment. It don't have to be the movement. It don't. But you got to be able to say, you know what? I'm going to learn from this. And maybe I have another time where I put myself in the same position, I go for it. Like, I think that if I'm in the same position, I probably do and make the same choice because I was betting on my team. I was betting on my player. And I want to let that player know that I have confidence in him. And that's more important to me. And I know that might seem crazy, but sometimes it's about the bigger picture. And I'm going to just share this. This is kind of left field, but I'm going to share this. You know, it was less about, if you would ask me this, and I'm going to be real with you, I'm not trying to give you some answer because we lost, but I'm going to tell you right now, I would do it again because I want to show my guys I believe in them. And I think that's so important than just winning. Because if we play this other defense, I'm really saying I don't trust y'all. That's what I'm saying. And I know they can feel that energy. But by me saying, hey, man, let's play man to man, even though that's probably not the smartest defense to play, I trust y'all. I believe in y'all. And at this stage, at their age, I want them to know that I believe in them. I think that's more impactful than any win on the scoreboard. And so that's what I'm saying. Like, sometimes, you know, it's not a mistake at all, right? Just because it didn't go right, it becomes that. But if you went for something and it just didn't go right on the scoreboard, I wouldn't even call that a mistake. I would call that just something that didn't work out. But sometimes you need that to feed your confidence, to feed your belief, like I fed my team. And so you got to reevaluate how you're defining things. How you define things will define your life. The meanings you give things will define your life. And so even in this moment, I'm teaching myself in real time as I'm talking to you, hey, wait a minute, that wasn't even a mistake. That was actually something that you needed to do to show your boys that you believe in them. To show that kid that I believe in you, bro. Regardless, we win or lose, I'm rocking with you. Bad boys for life. We ride together, we die together. Bad boys for life, right? And you got to have that relationship with yourself. And I think about my journey in my life and who I am. And it is that. Now that I think about it, like, I really tell myself, like, hey, bad boy for life. We ride together, we die together, Trent. You know what I mean? We're going to go for it. We're not going to play it small. We're not going to hold back because that might be the safest thing to do. Sometimes the safest thing to do isn't the best thing to do. Now, again, don't take that out of context. Sometimes the safest thing to do is the best thing to do. You got to know your situation. But sometimes playing it safe keeps you in playing it small. And some of you ain't meant to play it small. So even when you make this quote unquote mistake, just make sure you define it for what it is, a moment where something didn't go as planned. Whoopsie-doo, oh well. Let's move on to the next because it's not gonna become a movement. It's not gonna be a movement of lack of belief. It's not gonna be a movement of having no confidence. It's not gonna be a movement of depleting the belief in myself. Nah, I can't allow it to do that. If anything, I'm allowing it to feed my confidence because I bet on myself. And I know the situations are different, by the way. This might not apply to your exact situation because maybe your situation is different, but I'm just speaking on going for something for your life because I think a lot of us, we're afraid of that. We're afraid of the what if. We're afraid of, man, if it doesn't work out, we're afraid of making the mistake again. Be smart, be calculated. I'm not telling you to make ignorant choices, you know, choices without no, without being smart about it, you know what I mean? Without actually doing your research around your choice. I'm not just saying jump off a cliff. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is sometimes you need to show yourself that you believe in you. Sometimes you need to show yourself that, you know what? I believe in your butt. No matter how it plays out, I'm riding with you. And you know what I mean? You ever had that spirit? I know maybe some of you play sports, but you got your friends say, you know what? No matter what it is, I'm riding with you. And some of us, we need to give that gift to ourselves so we can bring in more confidence. And with me, that's where my confidence comes from as a speaker, as a communicator. And by the way, I'm about to teach the world on how to be better communicators. It is coming very soon. So that's just a plug. So have your eyes open. You know, text speaker to me if you really want to dive in deep early, okay? 817-242-2719. If you're watching this, you know, listen to this in real time. But for me, as a speaker, there's things that I've done that will be technically a mistake on stage. There's things that I tried that's like, man, you probably shouldn't have did that. But you know what? I wanted to do it because I wanted to show myself that I trust myself. And it's allowed me to be a top speaker in the world. I'm not capping. That's facts. Being a top speaker in the world because I made mistakes on stage. But those mistakes wasn't really mistakes because it was me showing myself I trust myself, I believe in myself. And I think the greatest mistake is not betting on yourself, not counting on yourself, not showing yourself that you believe in you. I think that's the greatest mistake. So yes, I've done things as a keynote speaker, as a speaker, like where it just didn't go as I planned. I tried something and it was like, maybe that wasn't the right thing. But what had happened is it built a belief in myself to say, man, you really believe in you, Trent. And some of us, we need that more than the success, right? Some of us, we need to actually, and I want to like take this slow right now because I want you to get it. Some of us, we actually need the mistake more than the easy success. Whew. And what I mean by this is that I'll bring it back to the team today. The easy success, even though it wasn't easy, but the easier success would have been playing a certain defense. And that might have worked out. It still might not have worked out. I don't know. But what I would call a mistake, right, for the sake of this podcast, right, didn't work out. But you know what? The easier success wouldn't have showed my guys that I really believe and trust in them. And to me, that's more important, especially at the age that they're at and especially what I want to instill in them. So for some of you, it's not about the easier success. The easier success of playing it small. The easier success of just going through the motions. The easier success of not really being loyal to which the ideas in your head or the creativity in your soul. And you just do what's safe. And you stay average, if even that. You see, for some of you, it's about going and do the thing. And the thing might actually not work out. The thing might make you look a little silly. But what you're doing is you're showing yourself, which is the most important thing, that you riding with you. Because the truth is, most people ain't riding with themselves. Most people are betting on them, they, everybody else, but they don't bet on themselves. Because most of us don't know our self-worth. And we don't have confidence in who we are. So if you get anything from this episode today, like, go bet on yourself. And when you make that mistake, because you will, on your journey to be great, it's a part of the journey, guaranteed. If you sign up for greatness, you're accepting mistakes, it's going to happen. Then what I want you to do is let the mistake be the moment. And make sure it doesn't turn into a movement. And as long as you do that, live by that, you will see continual growth in your life towards the person or the thing you want to build or the person you want to be. That's a pretty much guarantee. When you live by and have a non-negotiable that says, I am not going to allow mistakes to define my life, but to refine my life. You're unstoppable. Because you're showing yourself that I believe in you, and that's the ultimate self-confidence. When you can look in the mirror and see belief. When you can look in the mirror and you see trust. When you look in the mirror, you see honor. You salute yourself. Because you know you can count on you. That's what I want for you, and that's what I want for me. And you better believe I'm about to go get it. But like I said in every single episode, it all starts with you. Share this if you feel this. Hit me up on social at Trent Shelton Podcast. Like, somebody needs this message, man. I think this message is fire. I think it's groundbreaking, and I think it helps you so much in self-worth to have this process of the mistake is just the moment. Let's not allow it to become a movement. Some of you can talk to your teams as leaders, and that needs to be the conversation. That needs to be the quote. Somebody put that in your office. Make that the quote. We will make mistakes. But don't let the mistake become a movement when it was just a moment. It's rehab time. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life. I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it. Hey, I want to make sure you got my phone number. Like, for real. No kidding. Did you even know that I have a community text number? And if you don't, where have you been? So go ahead, take out your pen and paper, or take out your phone, and write this number down. My phone number is 817-242-2719. I'm going to repeat it for you. 817-242-2719. People always ask, Trent, how did you get that community text number? And how does it work? Well, today's your lucky day. Go to community.com and go get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using texting. People just text you at the number, they're added to the group, and then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. Like, you already know, I text out podcast links, random things about life, I text out surprises, all the things that I don't post anywhere else except my rehabber text community. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly to you. And guess what? Now you can start texting your people too.
Just go to community.com to get your number. They'll give you a 10-digit real phone number. Not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than just a number, y'all. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS texting. This means you can actually manage your text links from your community and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts at certain times to certain groups. It even comes with auto replies. So many things. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your phone number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses community for just that. So go to check them out at community.com. That's community.com. Let's get it.